Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show. We got the Thrash Countdown continuation today. We're doing 40 through 31. I chose what I think are the hardest thrash tracks ever. I think you're going to like this episode. And before we get into it, you know, I do the intro before the intro because we got bills to pay, studio lights to keep on, and all that good stuff. So, of course, big thank you, big shout out to Monster. I've been loving the green tea rehab and the white tea rehab. Those are my two favorites. Check out monsterenergy.com. Of course, give them a follow on Twitter and Instagram at Monster Music and at Monster Energy. They post about all their athletes, events, artists, and more. Thank you so much to Monster. I also got to remind everybody that it's coming up pretty soon that I leave for the Dropkicks, Clutch, Hatebreed, Amigo the Devil, and Good Riddance's Russ Rankin is on some shows as well opening up. That starts September 20th in Springfield, Mass. There are still tickets available for the Mass Mutual Center. We're going out to LA. We're going out to Salt Lake. We're going out to Seattle. We're doing two headline shows in Arizona. We're doing a headline show in Rochester, September 22nd. All these dates can be found at hatebreed.com, and you'll see there's links to the tickets over there as well. Also, the drawstring bags, the Josta tote bags, and the, what else, Josta sticker patch deal where you get a shout out on the podcast is back up at martyrstore.net. Plus, we marked down a bunch of hatewear shirts that we only have a couple left, like to 10 bucks. I think we got some crowbar shirts that are 15 bucks, some old tour shirts and stuff. Check it out after the podcast today at martyrstore.net, martyrstore.net. I will do as many shout outs as I can on this coming Thursday's episode with Rob Flynn. So if you want to get a shout out, you can donate over at paypal.me/Josta or on Venmo at Jamie Josta. And remember, always include your shirt size. We got a bunch of extra designs and sometimes we'll send out care packages if it's over 20 bucks. Like if someone donates 25 bucks, boom, I throw in a signed laminate or a stage worn bandana or various things like that. You could put a note in either payment. Always include your most up-to-date address where you've received mail before. Please, paypal.me/Josta. Any amount gets you a shout-out. Anything over 20 bucks gets you a care package. Today's episode is, of course, brought to you by IndieMerchStore.com. You know they're always bringing it with the great pre-orders. Speaking of which, Rings of Saturn are back with their highly anticipated new album, Get 'Em, coming out October 25th on Nuclear Blast Records. Choose from a variety of items, including limited edition vinyl, flags, hats, and a ton of merch. Head on over to IndieMerchStore.com to secure your copy today. Just remember, use that code 15JASTA. That's 15JASTA at IndieMerchStore.com to save 15% off your order. Big thank you to IndieMerchStore.com. Let me know what you're watching. Let me know what you're reading. Let me know what you're listening to. JostaShow@gmail.com. And if you have any segment ideas or if you have any feedback on the recent episodes, I already got a bunch of emails. People thanking me for putting up the Mark Morton rerun. They had missed it the first time around. And I've been thinking about doing that, especially when I got to finish up the Josta record and then start on the Hatebreed record. If you guys like that and you want me to, you know, if there's any episodes you want me to run as a rerun when I got to take a break, shoot me an email, JostaShow@gmail.com, and we'll see who, you know, a lot of people said, hey, put up episode 400 with Jonathan Davis, put up Corey Taylor's last episode. But if you, you know, if there's anything that you missed, Nick Diaz, people were asking for, just let me know, JostaShow@gmail.com. And if you want to download all the archives, you can subscribe at GasDigitalNetwork.com, use the code Josta, and of course, there's a 14-day free trial, so you could download all the 400-something episodes in the archive and cancel for all I care. Full transparency there, as Ralph says. I just watched the documentary King Cohen about filmmaker Larry Cohen. I loved that. That was great. I also started watching The Fanatic. I'm about halfway through. Had some issues with my dog. My dog has been getting sick. It's not a good thing. But anyway, I'm not going to get into that. I'm not going to get all bummed out. So I got halfway through, and then my dog was having some issues, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to take her to the vet. So I took her to the vet, got some medicine, and now I got to finish it. You know, when you rent, they give you like, I don't know what it is, 24 hours, 48 hours. Sometimes I don't even have enough time to watch a fucking 90-minute movie. It's crazy how busy I've been. But yeah, today's episode is also brought to you by Wix. I love this company. They give us, you know, all these awesome templates to build amazing websites. And with Wix, you can harness the latest web technology and innovative design tools to deliver the professional results that you want. So I think now is the best time, really, to build a website. You can control your fate here. You're not like You don't have to have somebody running it for you, or they can always charge you to maintain it. You can do everything yourself. I just love it. And I think this is the best way to really expand your fan base or your customer base or whatever it is that you're working on. Even if it's just a photo site of a vacation for your family. You can publish in a click, and it makes edits fast. They're growing business with an online store, out-of-the-box booking system, and live chat is amazing. Your clients will enjoy enterprise-grade security and automatic web hosting. Go to wix.com/josta. That's wix.com/josta to get 10% off any premium plan. That's wix.com/josta. Scale your web business now, folks. Some of you wrote me why I made my Twitter and my Instagram private. I did that because I have a bunch of lurkers and wanted to see. I was told that you get way more followers when you make it private, and that was true. I got like 1,000 or 1,200 new followers on Instagram. And on Twitter, I don't know the number, but one thing I want to say to all the lurkers is, at least have a picture up there. If you're just doing a profile to lurk, and it's, some of these fake profiles or whatever, like put a picture up, and that's, don't write me and go, how come you won't add me on Instagram? If you don't have an avatar picture, whatever they call that, I'm not adding you. Now, one more plug before we get to the Thrash episode today. And listen, if you got kids in the car, if you're at work, this is not suitable for work. I think you all know what I'm talking about. Today's episode is brought to you by BlueChew.com. If you like sex, you'll like BlueChew.com. They offer a men's performance enhancement for the bedroom. It'll help you last longer and go a few extra rounds, if you know what I'm saying. Because at BlueChew.com, you can get the first chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis. Chewables can work faster than pills, up to twice as fast. Chewables from BlueChew can be taken on full or empty stomach. Online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two. And it only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician. And if you qualify, you get prescribed online quickly. So no in-person doctor visit, no awkward conversation, no waiting in line in a pharmacy. Ships directly to your door in discreet packaging, baby. Chew it and do it, Buster. Get those boners rocking, kid. All right, BlueChew.com. Get your first order free when you use the promo code JOSTA. Just pay $5 in shipping. That's it. Remember, that's BlueChew.com, promo code JOSTA. Now on to the show.
My friend, the lead singer of Hatebreed, the infamous and notorious Jamie Josta, is in the building. That's what's up.
Jamie Josta from the metal band Hatebreed. That guy's famous.
Coffee, death metal, and push-ups.
That's Jamie Josta. Remember Jamie Josta? You know him. He's a podcaster, but he's also a metal man.
I would say delete that.
That shit is hard.
You're host, Jamie Josta.
It is here, everyone. Welcome to the show. This is part two of my top 50 hardest thrash songs countdown. We are counting down numbers 40 through 31 today, and I know I can't get emo on a thrash music podcast, but goddamn, I love music. I love heavy music. I think just listening back to some of these songs and getting the memories of like when I first heard them, and some songs that like I listened to later on in life that I discovered, when I went down the thrash rabbit hole that I then, revisited now at, age 42. And some of these I was listening to in my car and people were looking at me like I was fucking crazy. I had this shit so cranked. And I just hope these songs get you as pumped as they get me, because man, this shit fucking rips. You're gonna have a neck ache after this episode. And if you don't have a neck ache and you don't have a sore ass throat from screaming along, then maybe I didn't do my job. But let me know what you think of today's show, jostashow@gmail.com. I'll remind you towards the end as well. We're gonna kick it off at number 40, a band that I had always heard of and seen the patches and had seen the t-shirts at festivals all over Europe and at shows back in the day, but had never really heard until we played with them together in Poland, I think, back in, 2012 or 2011. I'm talking about Onslaught, the English thrash metal band from Bristol, England. They were initially active from 1982 to 1991, and then they reformed in 2005. They kind of drew influence from that second wave of hardcore punk bands like Discharge and The Exploited. And then went sort of, you know, more straightforward thrash. But it's just great stuff. And this song is hard. And you'll hear on this episode, I'm sticking to mostly 80s, you know, in that 86. I mean, 86 was such a fucking great year for thrash. So coming in at number 40 is Onslaught from their second album, The Force. Here they are with Let There Be Death. We'll be right back. was Onslaught with Let There Be Death. Goddamn, that title is hard. You know the criteria. The shit's got to be crazy. Is the intro 5 minutes long of fucking riffing and headbanging? Like, the audience is just, their necks are already broken by the time the vocals even come in. That's the criteria to get in Josta's top 50 thrash countdown. Now, let's head across the Atlantic, across the states, over to California, up to the Bay Area thrash metal scene to give you our band coming in here at number 39 on my top 50 hardest of the hard thrash tracks. I'm talking about Heathen. When you hear about the Bay Area, of course, you hear about Death Angel, you hear about Forbidden, Testament, Exodus, Violence. Not a lot of people give Heathen their due, but I am here and I got to give them the credit. You know, got to give big props, big respect to my boy Lee Altus, thrash legend, one of the founding fathers of thrash, if you ask me. So here they are coming in at number 39, Heathen with Death by Hanging.
time they say does not pay, and you're the living proof. But not for long, because you'll be hung by your neck.
Shit, that shit is hard. Just a song about hanging people by their neck. Fucking heathen coming in at 39, representing the Bay. Shout out to Lee. And that is off their first album, Breaking the Silence. That's the opening track, which is a fucking great opening track. And you hear some riffing in there that you know some bands have borrowed. This playing this one might even bring up a Yours Is Ours Is. We'll see. Hey everybody, it's Jamie jumping in here with a quick interruption to remind you that this podcast is supported by Wix.com. There's a better way to build websites for your clients. With Wix, harness the latest web technology and innovative design tools to deliver professional results, baby. Start with a blank page and design the layout you want. Grow your business with a custom online store, out-of-the-box booking system, and live chat. Publish in a click and make edits fast. Your clients will enjoy enterprise-grade security and automatic web hosting. Use industry-leading SEO and powerful marketing tools to drive their traffic to their sites. Get started now. Get your client on Wix, all right? Wix.com/Josta is going to get you 10% off any premium plan. That's Wix.com/Josta. Wix, scale your web business. Now back to the show. Now let's cross back over the great United States of America, the United States of thrash, over the Atlantic, back onto European soil, where we visit Germany, where, God, so many great thrash bands have come out of, and this one is no exception. Man, Destruction. This shit is so hard. The riffs are so crazy. You know the criteria. Does it make you want to break your neck? Does it make you want to reach into your glove compartment and grab some sort of weapon and smash? All right, I better reel it in. I'm talking about Destruction, one of the Teutonic Four, a legendary German thrash band. You know a song is good when you hear the name and you just fucking smell leather. All right, let's check it out. Coming in at number 38, Destruction with Bestial Invasion.
That was Destruction with Bestial Invasion. Bestial Invasion coming in at number 38. Talk about maniacal riffs that make me want to stab. I fucking love it. There's a great video of them playing this on Swiss TV, an old TV show from the 80s. Check it out. I think it's from 85. But anyways, it's on YouTube. You can check it out. After the podcast, we have number 37 coming up. Traveling, taking our thrash time machine back to 1986 again. The band I'm about to play features Gene Hoagland on the drums, and I think I first heard this band on the Combat Records comp, if my memory serves me right. And there, I mean, I could have chose one of many songs from this album or other Dark Angel albums, but man, this shit fucking rips and will definitely go down in the Thrash Hall of Fame as at least my Thrash Hall of Fame as being top 50 when it comes to fucking hard thrash tracks. So let's check it out. Gene and the Boys, Daddy O coming in here at number 37, Dark Angel with The Burning of Sodom.
Time.
that was Dark Angel. Yours is Death Angel. Ours is Dark Angel. Theirs is Morbid Angel. We're going to have to make that a new segment. When there's three similar things, yours is, ours is, theirs is. That'll be our new inside joke on the podcast. But I digress. That was Dark Angel with The Burning of Sodom. And no, they're not talking about the band Sodom, who are coming in at number 36 with The Crippler. That was Sodom coming in at number 36 with The Crippler. I told you some of these bands might end up on the countdown twice. Sodom is one of them. Let's not forget, when thrash all but completely died, Sodom was still waving the flag.
the flag of hate, pardon the pun. No, that's creator. But we'll get to creator. Don't worry. Everybody's going to get represented hard on my top 50 hardest thrash tracks countdown. But yeah, I think 92 is when Tapping the Vein came out, if I'm correct. And man, that shit was hard. They were still flying the flag. And respect to Sodom for always bringing it. I mean, when you have names like Angel Ripper, Witch Hunter, and Grave Violator, right? I'm sure there's others too, but those are the three off the top of my head. Goddamn, that shit is fucking badass. Hey everybody, it's Josta with a quick not suitable for work or children interruption. If you want to last a couple extra rounds in the bedroom or just last longer in general, you're going to get it hard, you're going to keep it hard with BlueChew.com. The first chewables are available now, and you're going to head on over to BlueChew.com after the podcast. You'll find out that the online physician consult is free, so it's cheaper than those other two, Viagra and Cialis. It only takes a few minutes to connect with a BlueChew.com affiliated physician, and if you qualify, you're going to get prescribed online quickly. So go to BlueChew.com/Josta, and all you're going to do is pay $5 shipping. That's it. Visit BlueChew.com/Josta to get your free order of chewable, doable dong pills. Well, it's dong gum, really, ding dong gum. Ding dong, who's that? It's BlueChew.com. Get it hard, keep it hard. Chew it and do it. BlueChew.com. Use the code JOSTA. All you're going to pay is $5 shipping. Now back to the show. All right, we got to move this right along. And again, I know some of these bands are going to show up once or twice, maybe even three times. So before you email me at JostaShow@gmail.com, keep in mind, we're only up to number 35. So if you think there's a harder song from one of these bands, by all means, shoot me an email, JostaShow@gmail.com. And where would we be? Where would thrash be without our next band? I'm talking about Anthrax. One of the big four, one of the greatest to ever do it, one of the best vocalists in thrash and of probably of all time in metal. Also one of the best wrists. Talk about a riff beast and a wrist beast. I'm talking about Scott Ian, but everybody. I mean, Charlie, Frankie, I mean, Dan Spitz, all these guys were at the top of their game when they recorded this song. And this shit is hard. Inspired by the comic book Judge Dredd, here's Anthrax with I Am the Law.
We'll be right back.
That shit's hard. Anthrax, I Am the Law, coming in at number 35. And don't worry if you're like, yo, there's harder Anthrax songs, Josta, what are you doing? I know. Hey, listen, they might show up again later on in the countdown. Shoot me an email, jostashow@gmail.com. Now, we're keeping it East Coast right now. East Coast hard. A band that fucking, you look at them and you just go, they're fucking hard. I'm talking about Overkill. A band that never, I don't think they ever cut their hair. I don't think they ever changed their style. I think they kept it true to thrash through the 90s. You know, when people go, there was only a few bands that really like kept metal alive in the 90s. Really? A few? Bro, Overkill was holding it down. I saw the shows, even at the lowest point for metal in the 90s. Overkill was still drawing crowds, crushing it, and fucking bringing the riffs. But right now, coming in at number 34, we're going back to the classic 1985 album, Feel the Fire. Here's Overkill with Rotten to the Core.
Yeah.
That was Overkill with Rotten to the Core. Man, at that 220 mark, just fucking hand out neck braces because you're going to need them. Just throw them out to the crowd. Imagine if you could get like a neck brace company to sponsor an Overkill tour. That'd be incredible. Overkill is hard. I like fucking Necro Shine. I like all the CMC records. I always kept up with Overkill because when I would book shows, I would see their shirts. And it wasn't like there was bands from the thrash movement that took little like sidesteps, and then people were like, I don't really want to wear their merch, or I don't want to, you know, people didn't want to associate with them anymore. But Overkill was not one of those bands. They always flew the flag, and they are still flying it to this day. Still putting out kick-ass, ripping thrash records that rule. So, respect to Overkill, and you'll probably hear them again. Is there a harder track than Rotten to the Core? Shoot me an email, jostashow@gmail.com. You never know when it's going to happen in the top 30, all right? We're only going to 31 today. So we're moving right along, and this might be a controversial pick, but I had to do it because technically I feel this song is thrash. So you know how I was saying in the 90s, there was only a few bands sort of given credit for continuing on in the face of music industry changes when it came to really, you know, repping metal. Well, this band was one of them. I'm talking about Pantera. And they took metal to a new place. You know, even though they started, I know there's going to be like thrash elitists or like, yo, they started as a glam band and then they went heavy. Well, hey, you know what? Props to them for going heavy. You know, you don't ever hear about a band going heavier. Bands usually always go lighter, especially as they get older. Whereas Pantera actually went heavier and heavier and heavier, even towards the end with Reinventing the Steel. The shit just kept getting more brutal. So props to them. And this song is a thrash song at its core. And let's face it, when it comes to brother duos in metal and rock, has there ever been a better duo, a duo like Vince and Dime? I really doubt it. And just two of the best dudes ever. And God, the world is such a less fun place without them. But we have the music, and the music still gets us pumped and inspires us every day. And this song is coming in at number 33 here. Pantera, Fucking Hostile.
1, 2, 3, 4. Every day, I'm fucking pissed too. If it's the attitude, if you can see yourself, you put you on a shelf. Your verbal masturbate, promise to nauseate. Today I'm playing upon a not parent. Not make all the room for you to know about yourself. The lie make you believe what's evil. It's making love and making friends and meaning got your own way. The right way to see, to bleed. You're packing us. Oh, fucking lost all.
Coming in at number 33, that was Pantera with Fucking Hostile. That shit was hard. Let's get to number 32, one of my favorite bands of all time. A band that did fly the flag, pardon the pun, for thrash through the 90s, even though they took a couple little sidesteps, and we talked about this on the podcast with Mila. And that's okay. Every band, you know, has the right to branch out and try different styles and things and you know, incorporate different sounds and textures and vocal styles or whatever. But you can do that. Creator always gets a pass because you can do that when you're one of the founding fathers of the German thrash movement. And when this shit came out, I mean, there were people that were like, especially older dudes that I knew and older people from my school that were like, man, Creator is giving Slayer a run for their money on this shit. And I'm talking about Pleasure to Kill. Coming in here at number 32, Creator, let's fucking rip faces right now. Pleasure to Kill.
We'll be right back.
That was Creator with Pleasure to Kill coming in at number 32. And if my voice is fucking ripped to shreds, it's because I've been singing along to all these thrash tracks in my car. And I did I did finish up some Josta tracks finally, which I'm hoping to get out by the end of the year. So keep your fingers crossed. I got some big, I hate to turn my thrash countdown into a plug for my Josta album, but you know, some of these vocalists you hear on this countdown might end up being guests on my album. Just a hint there. Now we've come to the end of today's show, which I'm sad, but you know, because I really just want to just record all these right away, but we got to stagger them out because the music episodes, they don't get as much as the episodes with the guests. And you know how it goes. We got to keep the word of mouth rolling. If you like today's episode, just send it to a friend who likes thrash or likes metal or maybe is getting into heavy music and you want to play them some tracks that you think they might like. Please, by all means, spread the word. The more downloads that these music episodes do, the better for everybody. The sponsors, myself, the network, and then I can pitch, you know, more countdowns and more shows like this. But anyways, we got to get to number 31. And I know some people will say, dude, this should be way higher on the list. But just trust me, bro. My criteria. It's got to be insane. It's got to have riffs for days. It's got to have a fucking drum beat that sounds like a fucking train coming at you or a chainsaw fucking flying at your face. You know what I'm talking about. Listen, Metallica, where would we be? We would not have thrash without Metallica. We would not have it in its form today, at least, without Metallica. And without just these maniacs, seriously, coming out with a song like this. When I first heard this, I was like, wait, what? What is this? Metal Militia? I was like, start that over. Start that again. And it just, this song comes in. This is the most godlike thrash intro to a song, or one of them, where you're just, your hairs stand up. Don't be around me. I don't care where you are. A circle pit must fucking happen when this shit kicks in. Talk about a wrist beast. The ultimate riff and wrist beast. Well, who's got a wrist like Hetfield? God damn. All right. Here they are. Number 31 on my hardest thrash tracks countdown. Metallica off Kill 'Em All with Metal Militia. That was Metallica with Metal Militia. God damn, let's fucking all go buy guns and join a fucking Metal Militia right now and just fuck. All right, I'm getting crazy. Listen, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I love you all. Thank you all. Thank you to the universe for creating thrash. Thank you to all these maniacs, these metal maniacs, who gave us all these great riffs to just always go back to, like when we're feeling low or when we have low energy or when people are bumming us out or when life is getting tough. God damn, how great is fucking music? And I won't get emo on the thrash countdown because that's for fucking posers. But listen, everybody, I want you to get out there, slay the day, keep the PMA to the grave, and I will be back. I think I got Rob Flynn coming up. Maybe he'll give me some suggestions for 30 through number one. But I'll be back very soon with Rob or another episode. I forget which one we got to release next because there might be an issue with, you know, timing and announcements and things. Sometimes we have to change the order of the podcast. But I will be back very soon on a regular schedule with the podcast once I finish this Josta record and head out on the Dropkick Murphys Clutch Hatebreed tour. All right. I love you all. That is it. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Hey, 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 I do an outro after the outro because there's fucking bills to pay. This shit takes time. It takes money. It takes effort. We got a fucking studio in New York City. You know how much rent that is? Jesus. Anyways, if you liked the show, let me know what you thought. JostaShow@gmail.com if you want to subscribe and download the episodes. All 460-something episodes in the archive. Go to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use the code JOSTA. That helps the network know that I'm bringing in people, okay? So make sure you use that code. It's a 14-day free trial. Download all the episodes and cancel for all I care. You know what I'm saying? But listen, we're working on shit. We got the web browser getting fixed or the whatever that is, the media player. I don't know. I'm a fucking caveman. I love you all. Thank you all. Thank you, Monster. Thank you to all our great sponsors, man. What would I do? Seriously. Thank you to BlueChew.com. Use the code JOST. All you're going to do is pay $5 shipping for those dong dong pills. Get it hard and keep it hard. Also, thank you to Wix. Go to Wix.com, Wix.com/Jost, and get 10% off any premium plan. Of course, I got to thank and send out all my love to IndieMerchStore.com. Pre-order that new Rings of Saturn right now. Use the code 15JASTA. And I will see you on tour September 20th through October 15th. Springfield, Mass., all the way across the United States, over to Seattle, okay? Ending in Seattle, October 15th, 14th, 15th. Get your tickets at hatebreed.com. Also, martyrstore.net. We got the podcast donation sales are up this week. So if you want a shout out on this Thursday's episode with Rob Flynn, head on over to martyrstore.net and buy one of those Josta Patch sticker deals. Also, we have Venmo at Jamie Josta. Any amount that you donate gets a shout out on the show. Also, paypal.me/Josta. And some of you have been so generous. It's really been amazing. It's really helped. All those donations came in really, really handy because, you know, to me, it's not about making money. I don't care if I break even. I just don't want to lose money to do the podcast. You know what I'm saying? So it's amazing when I see these donations coming in. And the least I can do is give you a shout out. And what else? Oh, and I'm going to be finishing the Josta record. So if I have to take some time off, let me know about reruns. You know, for those of you who listen on SoundCloud and Stitcher and iTunes and Spotify, let me know if there's an episode that you missed that you want me to put up as a rerun while I'm finishing up all these projects. Okay, that's it for now, I think. I think we covered everything. I love you all. Thank you all. Get out there, slay the day, keep the PMA to the grave, drink your coffee, do your push-ups, listen to death metal. And I'll be back on Thursday with Rob Flynn from Machine Head, all new episode with Rob, who traveled all the way to New York City and it was amazing. I was really, really happy that he chose my show. It was really cool of him to do. So, yeah, be on the lookout for that. All right. Okay. Bye-bye.